I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Podcast. I am the Midday Diva, Cherie Taylor, along with our weekend diva, Elise Riley. Yesterday, we went extremely long on the podcast. It happens. It was, Peaches is always getting on to us. You need to have it under 24 minutes. The podcast need to be under 24 minutes. We went 30 minutes and 19 seconds yesterday. And that's not including the commercials that the company puts on there as well.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does. We had three really long topics.
And we had great topics and some great insight. And we're getting like great feedback on it. And unfortunately, as we mentioned inside the podcast yesterday, we're going to get pulled into Super Dave's office. Okay, Peaches, who we're still calling Squeaky till she gets her voice back. We went into Super Dave's office, had a little talk about it. So today, the Friday edition, a very brief podcast. And of course, we only have two topics. So we promise to stay on topic. But I did have a surprise topic I'm putting in there. Sorry, Peaches, you still can't talk. Until you can talk, you're going to be called Squeaky. So Squeaky, hush. Oh, that's going to get me pulled back into a meeting. Okay, let's talk about this. Maybe she can leave me a voicemail, but that is now considered rude. Do you like voicemail? Do you get voicemail? Do you even listen to it? I don't. My phone just loads up with voicemail. And I'm like, ugh. It's usually someone trying to sell me diabetic supplies.
No, I hate.
And I'm not diabetic.
I hate voicemails, but I also hate the little red number. That like little number that shows up
you.
Where they're like, you have a voicemail, and it's like the little red circle number. I cannot have those on my phone. I like the email, and I know it's different for you because I've seen your phone, but mine, like, I cannot have any emails in my inbox. I cannot have any voicemails. I cannot have any text messages. It drives me insane.
I have a million emails, and that drives you. You're like, I can't even look at your screen.
No, I can't. It's but I also hate leaving a voicemail because you never know what to say, and you're trying to hurry, and you always sound ridiculous. And I hate them. So I'm very glad that it's now considered rude. I'm going to use that.
What we need to do here is pull up Super Dave, our boss. So let me dial him in. Have you ever heard Super Dave's voicemail?
No.
It's like, hey, it's Super Dave Jackson. Blah, 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 blah. You can text me because leaving me a voicemail is just not that effective.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
something along. It's something along those lines. Let me pull that up so we can listen to it.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Hey, it's Dave. Leave a message, or if you want a really fast response, sometimes send a text message. Thanks.
I have heard that, actually. I needed him first thing in the morning because, you know, I get here super early, and I needed him very early, like before 7 o'clock early. And I called him, and then I get that. And I'm like, well, I would text you, but I need you right now.
Hashtag truth. Like, yeah, you can leave me a voicemail, but I ain't going to listen to it. It's going to be a whole lot faster if you text. And I tell everybody that, especially the ones that I give my business card to, because our business cards here at our company, Intercom is our parent company, require that we have our office phone as well as our cell phone and our social media contacts as well. And I'm always, when I give out that card, I'm like, it has my office phone on there. But let me tell you about my office phone. I'm in the studio most of the day. I do not answer my office phone unless it's someone internally. And if you leave a voicemail, it's going to direct through to my email as well as my cell phone. Send me a text. It's so much faster.
Oh, yeah. So much easier. And you don't have to have the awkward small talk. It's direct. Please text me.
That's how I've run my last five relationships. No awkward small talk, just all text.
I mean, it works.
It does work. And well, that's why I'm single. Yes. Anyway, I need to work on that. Leaving voicemail now considered rude. Okay, let's talk about this. There's a new book called Kill Reply All, A Modern Guide to Online Etiquette. It says leaving voicemail is now considered rude. You should just hang up and text the person instead.
Yes.
Slow clap.
Yes.
Ross Geller slow clap.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Congratulations for finally figuring this out. We all knew this, but I'm glad it's finally in writing.
Do you still have family members that send you voicemail?
Yes.
Oh.
It's older ones, mostly.
Yes, like, I was going to say my dad, and I'm a daddy's girl, and I love my dad. But when he leaves voicemail, it sounds like Eeyore is calling me. It sounds like death and mayhem are just around the corner. He calls me the nickname my family calls me that I will not say on the air because people will use that.
Yeah.
And it's not Ree. That's the loving one that all my friends gave me growing up. It's another one. He's like, hey, nickname. Insert here. Not going to insert it on the podcast. Give me a call. It's your dad. It's really important. And then literally I call him back and he's like, I just want to see what you're up to. I mean, it sounds like Eeyore is calling me. And it scares me because it sounds like death and mayhem just around the corner.
The only thing about voicemail, the one good thing is my husband, when his dad passed away, he still had voicemails. And so he was able to get those voicemails and have them still.
Yes.
So I will say that that is the one good thing about voicemails, that you could still have them, you know, after, you know, someone's no longer with us.
You know what? You are right. I still have the last voicemail I received from Jennifer, my lifelong best friend who died from a brain tumor a few years back.
So
I still have the last one. She's talking about how it's rainy and it's kind of a bad day, but still hearing her.
Exactly.
It's important. It's
so
important.
I mean, I guess voicemails are good in some aspects, but when it's just like a... Like you said, somebody trying to sell something, or it's just like somebody...
Or Eeyore calling you.
Yeah, it's just somebody calling in and they don't, like, they just sit there and ramble. My grandmother is the worst. She will ramble on and on and on and on. And I'm like, I'm going to call you back. If I see a missed call, I'm going to call you back.
Exactly. I will tell you this. I've talked about it on the, we talked about it on the We Three Divas podcast. We talked about my great aunt and uncle that were like another set of grandparents to me. My Aunt Doris would not get the concept of voicemail or an answering machine. She would not realize it was the machine. And she would have a conversation with herself in the machine. She's like, oh dear, I don't know if this is recording. And you had these messages that I wasn't making fun of her, but it was precious and is also humorous at the same time. She goes, oh dear, I don't know if you're going to hear this and I don't know if it's recording. And then she would doubt herself and go back and forth with this conversation with herself on the voicemail. And it's been a long time. I think she passed away right when texting was a beginning to be a thing, but she never had a cell phone. So, but yeah, that's one of those things. So yeah, it's kind of amusing when older people get a hold of a phone and they don't realize that it's a machine, or they talk back and forth. And my grandmother Hammond, my mom's mom, would always tell my machine to give her a call.
Bless.
You tell my granddaughter, I need a call back.
Oh, my.
She was sassy and funny.
My grandmas used to go, hello, you have reached blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you have got to stop, because you would always start talking because you think she answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. It's the message. And so when she did answer the phone, you would kind of wait a second to see if it was the voicemail. And she would always get so mad. She'd be like, why are you not talking? I'm like, well, I'm waiting on you to say that you've reached the number of, because it's ridiculous. We were so mad. My grandma does not have a phone now. And so it's quite nice. Yeah, it's quite nice.
She sends up smoke signals from her house.
She lives three streets over.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
We leave messages in the mailbox. We really do. We leave messages in the mailbox.
What, Pony Express was not available?
Yeah. We just drop mailbox messages.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
And apparently she doesn't have even AOL.
No, no, no. God forbid she try to use the internet.
God bless.
Yeah, she has no phone. So we drop messages.
Let me just tell you, the day that my parents had cell phones all along, but the day that my parents got smartphones, I received a text within 2 minutes of each other. One from my brother, one from my sister, that do not be alarmed. Mom and dad now have smartphones. I'm like, what? Yes, they both have iPhones. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't think anything of it, okay? I was like, they have smartphones, and my dad uses his for solitaire. Well, of course he does. It's a magic solitaire machine in his hand. So they've got the magic solitaire machine. So dad's playing on that. Anyway, my mom, about 2 weeks later, sends me a text. I think she's held up because I'm like, who is this? It's your mom. I'm like, no, seriously. BB is what we call it. BB does not text, okay? No, 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 no. She texts now. And she does not realize that just sending the letter K in a response is passive-aggressive.
That's not okay.
It's passive-aggressive. Everything is K. And she doesn't realize it's mean because she's so sweet. But everything is K. Or either you almost hear the Debbie Downer music behind something she replies to because it's like, wah, 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 wah. I said something about not feeling good one day. And then, I'm expecting, a mother, nurturing mother. I'm sorry, are you okay? Do you need anything? She goes on to tell me she's had a migraine for 2 days and how much in pain she is. And I'm like,
oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I didn't know.
We need to get you more friends.
Oh.
So, yeah, the first time I received a text from my mom, I'm like, seriously, who is this? Literally, I did not think that she knew how to text, nor would she ever. But I've never received a text from my dad, but I will send pictures to him, and then he will hold it on his phone. And then when I'm at the house the next time, I have to show him how to save it to his phone. He will not let my mom save it to the phone because he thinks she's going to erase it.
I mean, all right.
God bless.
Yeah, bless him.
God bless Eeyore. Oh. Eeyore and... I don't know. My mom would be Debbie Downer, so Debbie Downer and Eeyore.
Oh, my. What a good combination.
Good thing Christmas is over. My birthday's not till September. I got a little forgiveness time there. Okay, so leave it a voicemail now. Rude, of course, talking about your parents on a podcast, also rude. Let's talk about some of these goals we need to do. Following these 5 steps quadruples the chance you'll reach your goals this year. I'm all about manifesting positive energy. We talked about on the podcast yesterday, I apparently got some negative energy out of me when I had that pain medicine and I went off on every man in my life, past, present, and future.
That's true.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel good. I'm not angry at anybody. Not upset. And it wasn't actually at them. It was in a dream. So it was good.
Exactly. You didn't actually have to do anything. Your subconscious did it for you.
Exactly. It kind of let go. So that was my manifestation through medication, I guess, right there. Didn't have to go to some kind of sweat lodge and have some peyote. I just got it all out with the ER.
Heck yeah.
All right. So whatever I was on, it was great. So manifestation, I'm totally believing in that. I'm talking about that now with a lot of my friends. One of my friends is a life coach. And basically, you manifest good things in your life. You say what you want. You basically put it out there into the universe, God, whatever you want to say, and it comes back to you because if you really want it, you'll work towards it. And putting it in motion and putting it in words helps. So let's talk about picking one goal. Don't try to change everything at once, like losing weight and building your savings and getting a promotion and a new relationship. Pick the one that's most important. The more focused you are, the better your odds of success are. Put it in writing, and I have that in writing everywhere. I have it in writing. Here's what I want this year. This is my goal for this. This is my goal professionally. This is my goal not to make Elise yawn in the middle of the podcast. I am sorry I'm boring you. Okay, let's talk about my professional goals. My professional goals are this, and my personal goals are this. My financial goals are this, and this is how I see them going. So basically, put that in writing. And by putting it in writing and telling a close friend, it's all about keeping yourself accountable. And do not tell somebody that's going to beat you over the head every day or shame you.
Yes.
We talked about diva shaming.
That's
you don't want to diva shame them. You want to support them. You need to be accountable and you need some people that are supportive around you and get rid of the negativity around you.
Oh, yeah. You have to. I mean, because it's going to drag you down again. It already did that.
Yeah, it was dragging me down at the end of the year. It was bad.
It was bad.
And finally, taking a little reset time for myself, a month or so, and just kind of resetting some things in my life helped. So do that and have a plan if you fail. It is okay. Life is about failure. Thomas Edison failed. Einstein failed.
Oprah
failed.
She did.
And Oprah is going to be in Charlotte next weekend.
If we are not there... I'm going to
We have both asked for tickets. My really good friend that lives in Charlotte, her birthday is this weekend. Happy birthday, wild woman. I will be up there next weekend to celebrate with you. And hopefully we will be going to Oprah because I said, you realize the queen is in town. And she goes, Queen Oprah? She knew exactly who I was talking about.
Yeah, as would I.
Exactly. Queen Oprah. She goes, if I could be in the same space and breathe the same air, which is what we talked about as Oprah, I would totally be on that. I'm like, I would have tears in my eyes. Queen is going to be in the Queen City.
I want to go so bad.
Oh, yeah. We've already asked for tickets. And if we don't get tickets, I think we need to rebel.
Oh, seriously.
I don't care if they're nosebleeds.
I've
been
care.
All over the Spectrum Center. Oprah is going to be at the Spectrum Center. She's going to be there with Amy Schumer, which I think is great. Amy Schumer, very positive, and she caught a lot of flack for a lot of stuff. And she's like, you know what? I am unapologetically me. And that's the way you have to be.
I'm a little sad that we're not going to be. I think it's St. Paul.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Oh my gosh. If I could be in the same room with Tina Fey too.
I'm a little sad. And that one the other day with Lady Gaga, I don't know if you saw that video where I like wept openly in my office. Lady Gaga was at one, and one of my favorite dancers from Dancing with the Stars, Julianne Hough, she does the like the pre-show. And so she will be at each one, and she dances and stuff, and I would love to see her dance in person. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I just really want to go. I mean, I'll sit in the bathroom.
I'll work a concession stand.
I
was to
say, I mean, do you need, like, a sweeper?
A sweeper? I will pick up some trash. I'm sorry, you dropped a piece of popcorn. Let me get that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I will volunteer. I don't have to be paid. I really need to be in the room with Oprah.
So, okay, let's talk about manifesting our dreams.
Yes.
And our intentions. Our intentions are to see Oprah next weekend in Charlotte.
So she can teach me about how to do goals, because you know she's the queen of that.
Oh, she is. She is. You get a goal and you get a goal.
Yes.
And you know what? Ask for it and it will. People talk about doing their dream boards, and people talk about writing. Like Jim Carrey wrote a blank $1 million check to himself years ago and said, someday I will cash this. Mm-hmm. And he did, because it's putting your mind to it. And there are people that always try to distract you from that. Oh, you can never do this. You can never do this. You can never do that. And as long as you hear you can never do, you're never going to try. So I'm totally all about manifesting what you want in your life.
Oh yeah. That's what the article says. It says to make it public, to tell people, to, you know, put it out there. So here we are.
Here we are.
This is our venue.
This is our small goal. Our goal in the next 2 weeks is to see Oprah.
Yes.
Oprah, we're coming for you, and we love you.
I've wanted this since I was four.
Oh my gosh, me too. I used to come home from school and watch Oprah.
Me?
Oprah was on at four. Oprah was on at four, and that was the most important thing for me, to come home and watch Oprah. And I loved Oprah, and I played being Oprah. I interviewed people, and look where I am now.
People are like, oh, did you watch cartoons as a kid? No, I watched Rosie O'Donnell at 3 o'clock, and I watched Oprah at 4 o'clock.
Because that's what you do.
I've known what I need to do with my life for a really long time. So, no, I used to watch talk shows. I did not fool around with cartoons.
Mm-mm. Oprah. Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell's talk show was great. But Oprah. Mm. Oprah is the queen. She paved the way for a lot of us.
Yep.
So she's the queen. So we're going to go pay homage to Oprah. One way or the other, we're going to go see Oprah. Oh, that is our manifestation.
Yeah, I've got to go.
No. Don't say I gotta. Oh, I will.
That's true.
Repeat
she
after
us
me.
Better than that.
I will see Oprah.
Yes, I will see Oprah.
So that's our manifestation. Mm-hmm. All right. And I mentioned picking up popcorn and concessions and stuff like that. And I'm sorry, Peaches. Come on, Squeaky. She's getting her voice back. We're going to go back in Dave's office. Okay, so we will see Oprah. We also will see Super Dave a little bit later on. After this podcast, we will be having a meeting. So that's one thing. Oh, we're going to manifest that. I will see Super Dave.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Okay, so Elise said, oh, by the way, have you looked at Facebook and also the website? I put a new article up.
And, I did.
Okay, I have this whole thing. I do go around and I give speeches about being your own brand. And you are your own brand no matter what you do. No matter if you are a housewife, you are a student. No matter if you are a CEO, you are your own brand. And what does your brand say about you? There are some huge brands that we talk about in those talks. That we talk about one big brand everybody knows is Coke. And what do you allow with your brand? And Elise can tell you, anytime we go out to eat and I do not order an unsweetened tea, I say I either want a Coke Zero or a Coke. And they ask me if...
if Pepsi's okay.
And my answer is...
no.
Absolutely not.
It is not.
No, it never will be. I am a Coke product girl.
Yeah, that's why when I saw this article, I was like, oh my God, this is going to make Cherie so mad.
But we have Regal Studios around us. We actually do a lot of station events with the Regal Studios. A match made in heaven announced by Pepsi, coming soon to Regal Movies. They're getting rid of the Coke products and making Pepsi products their premier beverage option.
Mm-mm.
I can't. There's a movie theater in town I grew up going to, and they switched to Pepsi a few years ago. I will go there, I'll get a bottled water, and that is it. I will not drink a Pepsi product. I do not drink Pepsi products.
Yeah, no. And the bottles of water are like $4.50, so, I mean, you got to be really careful with that, too.
Exactly. So, I will not drink Pepsi, and so I'm questioning if I ever want to go into a Regal Cinema again. I'm sure I will, because, you know, if they have unsweetened tea, and they are offering the Pure Leaf, which is a bottled tea, so hopefully it's unsweetened, because I do not drink sweet tea.
No lemon.
Oh, it has lemon flavor in it. That's like drinking pledge.
Yeah, that's gross.
You know, like the stuff that you clean your wood with in your house? That's like drinking pledge. It's made out of the same stuff. It's not real lemon.
Gross.
It's processed lemon. And how do you process a lemon? How do you make a fake lemon?
It's nasty.
That's nasty.
But I will say, if you are like Cherie and you are a super I have to have Coke person, I know a movie theater that still has Coke. If you need to know the name of it, you feel free to message me. I will send you in its direction.
And they do have Coke products, because I've taken my boys there quite a few times, because they also have the refill station. You can refill your beverages and your popcorn on your own. And that's huge. That's a game maker for my kids.
And we have our new chairs now. They recline. They're full recliners.
That's where I saw Star Wars, my friend.
Yeah, you have to. I mean,
it was so good.
Put your feet up. Like, normally you're like, can you please get your feet off the backs of the chairs? I don't know how many times I had to say that growing up when I worked at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
No longer, because you have a recliner now that lifts your feet up. You can charge your phone. They have phone chargers in the seats.
Oh my gosh.
So refills, free refills, Coke products, new reclining seats. I'm just saying, if you need to, I will tell you where it is. You just let me know. I'll give you directions.
The Tiffany Haddish movie.
Oh, I want to see it so bad.
It's out.
Yes.
And it plays there tonight. I dropped my son off at rehearsal. It starts at 7:30. I've already looked it up. So I may go see that in a reclining seat.
We have it. Let me make sure it's in a reclining seat.
Is it called Girl Boss?
Like a Boss.
Like a Boss.
Yeah,
that's
I want to see it so bad.
And Rose.
Yeah, Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne. I love her. There's a Rose Byrne movie that I got to catch up on Netflix. I hadn't seen it before. It was the one with her and Marky Mark.
Oh, Instant Family.
Instant
Did you sob?
Oh,
did you weep?
I weep. That movie is, I weep, I cried, I laughed my butt off.
Yeah.
That is a great movie.
It's an
Instant Family,
movie.
And it's actually loosely based on some stories of families that are foster families.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so good. It has a little bit of language in it. We weren't prepared for that because we had Ella in the room.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young five when we saw it.
Hence the reason she said the S word at the Christmas tree.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's got a little bit of language in it, but it is 100% worth it. You should definitely check that out with your family this weekend. It's excellent.
And Like a Boss, I will totally go see that. And we will review that next week on the Divas Dish podcast. We are going to take Monday off from the podcast because we have two special guests next week.
We do.
Once a week we try to have in a guest diva. Well, we had two chomping at the bit to be our guest divas next week. I'm not sure how smart it is on Tuesday to have our guest diva Diddy in, who is a sports writer.
Oh, that one's going to be fantastic. I'm worried about the other one.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that one's going to be fantastic. We love Diddy, and Diddy is a sports blogger. He also works with ESPN Upstate, so he's a sports guy, but he is a big teddy bear of a guy, and he is a total gentleman when it comes to sports teams because he's a Patriots fan, and God bless. They lost this weekend.
He's struggling right now.
No, they lost on Saturday. Then God bless, my Eagles lost on Sunday. And he was like, I knew it was coming. I knew it was about to happen. It's about to happen. And he's never gone after me about Clemson stuff, and I've never gone after him about USC stuff because he is a Gamecock. But and I will never go after him about the Patriots.
I have no words because my team is still in it. So
she's a Packer.
We're still playing.
She's like, okay, we have to wear our Clemson gear for Monday, obviously, for all the pictures and social media. We'll be doing a Facebook Live from the studio.
Oh,
that's why we're not doing the Divas Dish podcast on Monday. But we will be wearing our Clemson gear in the studio, doing a Facebook Live, and just telling you what's going on and how excited we are. But on Tuesday, we will be a little tired. But Diddy will be in with us. We'll be talking some of the game. We'll also be talking some of the topics. And we've already warned them.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy on Tuesday and on Thursday, my office mate, Diesel, from the planet.
That's the one I'm worried about.
He
has the driest sense of humor ever.
And he has a potty mouth.
And
we're
going to
be bleeping a lot. And you know what?
I think
Peaches, that's the one Peaches is going to quit on. That is the one Peaches is going to quit on. Diddy, she got full approval on. When I said Diesel, she's like, what? The lumberjack? He looks like a lumberjack.
Yeah.
He looks like the brawny guy.
He's going to think we're dumb. He's going to be like, y'all are weird. I don't want to talk to y'all.
No,
he
laughs his butt off. He's always in the room when I'm editing the Divas Dish podcast. He's always laughing his butt off.
Oh, so he knows.
He knows.
All right. Maybe it won't be so bad. It'll be fine.
And Diddy was in the room yesterday when I was editing the podcast, and I went off on, when we went off on USC and their fans.
Oh, yeah.
He looked at me and he goes, that's pretty true.
Yeah, it's accurate.
Yeah, that's about right. So anyway, because his girlfriend, who we absolutely love, Ashley, she is a Tiger. So he's taking it all in strides, and he's such a perfect gentleman. So I can't wait for our podcast with him on Tuesday. Diva Diddy. We got to come up with a better name for him.
Yeah.
He said Diva Sparkles.
Oh.
Ooh.
When you texted me yesterday and said he was coming on, you called him dirty? You said Dirty's coming.
Instead
and I
of
knew
Diddy?
Exactly who
oh
you meant.
Oh my gosh.
And so that's why when I text you back, I'm like, can we call him that on the podcast?
Diva Dirty? He's like the least dirty guy. He's such a big teddy bear. If you know him, he's like a big teddy bear of a guy.
Yeah, you're like, Dirty's going to be on the podcast.
Diva
and I'm
Dirty.
Like, oh,
no,
Dirty Diva.
That's more, that is more Diesel.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the stuff that we talk about in the office, we've always said that we need like a little spy cam in there because people would not believe half the stuff that comes out of our mouth.
Oh, I'm sure. I've been in there a time or two.
All right. Well, join us next week on the Divas Dish podcast. We will have not one, but two guest divas during the week. We'll talk about some Clemson versus LSU on Tuesday. We're going to be a little tired. And no matter how it turns out, we're going to still be proud of our Tigers, no
always.
Matter how.
Always.
So if you come for us, you know what? At least we were there.
It's true.
It's true.